The Army built Fort Greely's nuclear power plant, called the SM-1A, as part of an experimental program to determine if such facilities could be operated in remote sites more cheaply than diesel-fueled power plants.
The main approach was to reduce significant fuel transportation costs by having a nuclear reactor that could operate for long terms with just one nuclear core.
Brian Hardy manages the Army Corps of Engineers' deactivated nuclear power plant program. He says the Army built the SM-1A in 1962 in hopes the facilities could provide power reliably to remote radar facilities around the Arctic that would scan the skies for incoming missiles from the Soviet Union, which at the time was America's arch rival.
Because of the Cold War, the Air Force and Army were looking at the potential for a lot of the defense radar sites to be located up there.
Hardy says the program worked, but maybe not in the way the Pentagon officials had hoped. They learned the SM-1A could be built and operated in a cold and remote locale, but they discovered its upfront costs were much higher than anticipated, and that it cost more to maintain than a diesel power plant. And he says before long, the program was no longer relevant because of the Soviets' advances in rocket science.
One of the big things that shut down the program overall was the creation of the ICBMs that would go up over the defense early warning systems. And so it kind of made those obsolete.
So the SM-1A, built at a cost of about $17 million, was shut down in 1972 after 8 years of operation. It was out of commission from 1967 to 69 for extensive repairs. Hardy says the plant was partially dismantled soon after it was deactivated.
All of the fuel in the reactor core was removed and shipped back to the Atomic Energy Commission for them to either reprocess or dispose of. The highly activated control and absorber rods were also removed and shipped back to the AEC.
The power plant produced 1.8 megawatts of electricity and 20 megawatts of thermal energy, including steam, which was used to heat the post. That part of the system was still needed, so Army officials removed most of the nuclear power system and hooked the heat and steam components to a diesel-fired boiler. But they left several parts of the nuclear system in place, including the highly radioactive reactor pressure vessel and reactor coolant pumps.
Those were either kept in place or they were cut off and laid down in the bottom of the tall vapor containment building there, and then they were grouted and concreted in place.
That is what remains to be cleaned up, along with other remediation, in order for the SM-1A to be declared fully decommissioned. Hardy says the Corps of Engineers wants to remove all the stuff, but he says it's not yet known whether that's feasible. Meanwhile, he says monitoring for radioactivity around the facility shows it remains at acceptably low levels.
It would be safe to say there's no threat to the human health and the environment.
Brenda Barber is project manager for the decommissioning. She says it's still in its early stages and won't be completed until 2026 at the earliest. She says the Corps awarded a $4.6 million contract in December to a Virginia-based firm to develop a long-range plan for the project. Among other things, that'll help agency officials determine how much of the SM-1A will remain after it's decommissioned.
There will still be buildings there. There will still be components of some of the old structure there that may likely remain.
Barber says she and other officials working on the project visited the site in January. She says she and Hardy will be back in April to again meet with post officials, as well as members of a local community advisory board. And she says that's when planning will begin in earnest for the final disposition of Alaska's one and only nuclear power plant. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.